96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A Chippewa Falls man is facing charges in connection with an armed robbery in Cumberland. Cumberland police say the robbery was reported around 1:15 p.m. on August 26 near Washington Street and First Avenue. The victim told police he had arranged to meet someone he knew in the area. During the meeting, police say the suspect pulled out a handgun, pointed it at the victim, and demanded money. The suspect reportedly took $300 in cash before leaving with two other people. The victim was not injured. Police say surveillance video and the department's automated license plate reader helped investigators identify a vehicle and people believed to be involved. Officers later identified 20-year-old Oakland Barker of Chippewa Falls as the suspected gunman. He was taken into custody in Eau Claire County about 2 hours after the robbery was reported. The case remains under investigation and charges have been referred to the Barron County District Attorney's Office. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking deer hunters to take a closer look at the trees they choose for their stands this fall. The agency says hunters should avoid putting stands in or near ash trees as emerald ash borer continues to spread across the state. The invasive insect has now been confirmed in all 72 Wisconsin counties, with infestations expanding quickly across northern Wisconsin. Ash trees damaged by emerald ash borer can become weak and may snap or drop large branches. The DNR says it can also be difficult to tell whether a tree is infested, so hunters are better off choosing another type of tree. Hunters should also use caution around ash trees while on the ground, especially when it's windy. The DNR is also reminding hunters to take precautions anytime they use an elevated stand. Research shows 1 in 4 bow hunters has either fallen or nearly fallen while using a tree stand. Hunters should wear a full-body harness and stay connected from the time they leave the ground until they come back down. The patient count of people infected with the cyclospora parasite may be slowing, but the CDC has added 3 additional states for a total of 20 in the Taylor Farms cyclospora outbreak map. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
According to the Federal Center for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration, the number of cyclosporiasis cases linked to recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce is over 11,400. 495 people have been hospitalized and 2 people have died. The 2 deaths happened in Michigan, where the state count of cases is much higher. Over 14,000 illnesses have been reported in Michigan, with 356 reported hospitalizations. The reason for the varying case numbers of cyclosporiasis are due to multiple clusters of infections. The total number of laboratory-confirmed cases by the CDC is over 17,000 from at least 6 additional clusters of outbreaks. No sources have been confirmed for the other 6 clusters, and an additional 11,000 cases require further investigation. Delaware and Hawaii are the only states not currently reporting cyclospora cases. In Wisconsin, 284 illnesses have been reported as of August 26th, with 8 people requiring hospitalization.
As students start to head back to school this week, the Ashland Police Department is reminding parents to be careful about what they share in first day photos. Police say those pictures can reveal more information than parents may realize, especially when kids are holding signs with details about themselves. Parents are encouraged to leave out the name of their child's school, teacher, grade, or classroom. They also recommend checking the background for school logos, signs, or anything else that could give away a child's location. Parents should also be mindful of other children who may appear in the photo and whether their families are comfortable with them being posted online. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The patient count of people infected with the cyclospora parasite may be slowing, but the CDC has added 3 additional states for a total of 20 in the Taylor Farms cyclospora outbreak map. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
According to the Federal Center for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration, the number of cyclosporiasis cases linked to recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce is over 11,400. 495 people have been hospitalized and 2 people have died. The 2 deaths happened in Michigan, where the state count of cases is much higher. Over 14,000 illnesses have been reported in Michigan, with 356 reported hospitalizations. The reason for the varying case numbers of cyclosporiasis are due to multiple clusters of infections. The total number of laboratory-confirmed cases by the CDC is over 17,000 from at least six additional clusters of outbreaks. No sources have been confirmed for the other six clusters, and an additional 11,000 cases require further investigation. Delaware and Hawaii are the only states not currently reporting cyclospora cases. In Wisconsin, 284 illnesses have been reported as of August 26th, with eight people requiring hospitalization.
As students start to head back to school this week, the Ashland Police Department is reminding parents to be careful about what they share in first day photos. Police say those pictures can reveal more information than parents may realize, especially when kids are holding signs with details about themselves. Parents are encouraged to leave out the name of their child's school, teacher, grade, or classroom. They also recommend checking the background for school logos, signs, or anything else that could give away a child's location. Parents should also be mindful of other children who may appear in the photo and whether their families are comfortable with them being posted online. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A Northeast Wisconsin man is dead after an antique tractor overturned in O'Connell County last weekend. The O'Connell County Sheriff's Office says the 33-year-old man was driving on a rural road Sunday afternoon in the town of Gillett when his tractor went into a ditch and flipped. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not yet been released. Local deputies in the Brown County Medical Examiner's Office are currently investigating the cause of the accident. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Congressman Tom Tiffany are set to debate October 21st. WISN-TV says the event will be held at Marquette University Law School. Other debates have been proposed for October 8th by WTMJ-TV and October 9th by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, but it's not yet clear whether both candidates will take part. The debate will air on WISN and partner stations in Green Bay, Madison, Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse. Wisconsinites are getting extra options to escape the cold weather this fall and winter. The Dane County Regional Airport says three flights to destinations in Florida and Arizona will be back starting in October. That includes Sun Country service to Fort Myers, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona, as well as a Breeze Airways flight to Fort Myers. Then in November, American Airlines will start a seasonal route to Miami. None of these flights will be offered daily, and the route will no longer be in service in April and May. Cumberland police say Flock license plate cameras were used to track down a suspect in a recent armed robbery. The incident happened last Wednesday when someone who had arranged to meet an individual they connected with online met them in person to make a purchase. At that point, according to the report, the supposed seller pulled out a gun and stole $300 from the victim before fleeing. Flock cameras were used to track down the suspect, who was later arrested in Eau Claire County. One of four men caught with 24 pounds of meth in a Manitowoc County traffic stop was sent to federal prison this week for his role in a Virginia to Wisconsin drug ring, according to court records. Judge Byron Conway sentenced Andre Allen to 8 years and 6 months in federal prison. He was also placed on supervised release for another 5 years. Another man convicted in the drug bust, Karan Hamilton, was also sentenced to 8.5 years in federal prison. Two other men also charged in the case will be in court later this month. Food pantries and other nonprofit groups across Wisconsin have a chance to get state funding to provide free food and support local suppliers. The state is accepting applications for a $5 million grant program aimed at strengthening Wisconsin's food security network. Officials say the program is backed by continued funding secured in the state budget, with eligible groups required to buy food from Wisconsin producers and processors. Applications are due October 1st, and selected projects could start in December. Absentee ballots in Wisconsin are expected to go out as planned, even as a court fight continues over a new federal mail ballot rule. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the Postal Service rule is not in effect because a federal judge has blocked it. The proposal would require states to send voter information to the Postal Service before ballots could be delivered. Commissioners voted unanimously to keep Wisconsin's current process in place and say they will update clerks as the case moves forward. Drivers traveling along Wisconsin through the holiday weekend may see more state patrol enforcement, including patrols from the air, in seven counties. Weather permitting, state patrol pilots will watch highways in Monroe, Eau Claire, Iowa, Chippewa, Outagamie, and Washington counties through Labor Day. Pilots will look for speeding and aggressive driving, then radio troopers on the ground when they see a possible violation. State patrols say the goal is to prevent crashes and encourage safe driving. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Yelich does it again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at Wrigley Field, the Cubs jumped out to an early lead again, 3-0. The Brewers then got a rally going with Christian Yelich at bat, top of the sixth, Brian Anderson with the call.
Here's the 0-2. Yelich sends it high and deep, way back right center. Goodbye, Christian Yelich. A go-ahead two-run home run in the sixth inning. On an 0-2 pitch, Yelich with his 10th home run.
The Brewers went on to win 9-4 over the Cubs. Christian Yelich from the dugout after the victory.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team. They got a great offense. And, you know, on days like today where the wind's blowing out, you can never score enough runs. So we knew even though we were up, we have to keep adding on and keep trying to create some distance there. And, you know, the guys kept having really good at-bats. We were able to kind of stretch the lead out a little bit, and big win for us.
So the series tied at one game apiece. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, tonight against the Cubs left-hander, David Peterson, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 55. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.